The British thriller Murder at Monte Carlo, directed by Ralph Ince, stands as one of the lost treasures of early British cinema. Produced by Warner Bros. At Teddington Studios, the film was part of a prolific series of quota quickies, a type of low-budget production intended to meet the requirements of British law, mandating a percentage of British-made films in UK theatres. Despite the production constraints, Murder at Monte Carlo garnered attention, particularly because it featured Errol Flynn in one of his earliest roles before he achieved Hollywood stardom. This is Land of the Lost, Murder at Monte Carlo. The plot of Murder at Monte Carlo revolves around international intrigue and suspense in the opulent setting of Monte Carlo, a popular choice for 1930s thrillers. Although the exact details of the storyline are vague due to the film's lost status, it reportedly followed a character involved in high-stakes gambling and murder within the elite circles of the casino world. Errol Flynn played a journalist who stumbles upon a dangerous plot, working to solve a murder that threatens the lives of the casino's high-profile patrons. Errol Flynn as a journalist, in what became one of his last British roles before he transitioned to Hollywood, Eve Grey and Paul Graetz were also part of the ensemble, although much of the cast's contribution remains undocumented. Ralph Ince, the film's director, was a prolific filmmaker with a background in silent films, and he brought his experience and a quick production style to British studios. Known for his efficient filmmaking, Ince directed a series of British quota quickies and was respected for his ability to deliver complete films on tight schedules. Warner Bros. Produced Murder at Monte Carlo in the early 1930s during the heyday of quota quickies, aiming to boost its presence in the British market while also giving up-and-coming actors a platform. Filming took place at Teddington Studios, a facility in London known for producing cost-effective, quickly made films. Errol Flynn's participation in this film is notable, since he only had a few minor roles before Captain Blood, 1935, launched him into fame. Today, Murder at Monte Carlo is classified as a lost film, with no known copies available in archives or private collections. Many films from this period have become lost due to poor preservation practices, neglect, or intentional destruction. Early nitrate film stock, which was highly flammable and deteriorated over time, contributed to the loss of numerous works from the early 20th century. Since the film was not initially viewed as a major production, it's possible that Warner Bros. Or Teddington Studios did not see it as worth preserving. Though often overshadowed by Flynn's later work, Murder at Monte Carlo represents an essential piece of his early career and the British film industry's effort to produce compelling thriller films under budget constraints. The film's loss adds to the allure of Flynn's enigmatic early years as an actor, leaving fans and historians to wonder how his career might have been affected if the film had survived to showcase his talent before his Hollywood breakout. Additionally, Murder at Monte Carlo contributes to the intrigue surrounding the quota quickies, which provide insight into British cinema history and its relationship with Hollywood. These films were often dismissed in their time, yet they now serve as reminders of the era's cinematic culture, embodying the creativity and industriousness of filmmakers like Ralph Ince, who worked with limited resources to meet audience demands. The mystery surrounding Murder at Monte Carlo endures, and its lost status has elevated it from a forgotten quota quickie to a film of historical interest. Although no known footage or production stills remain, the movie is remembered as a formative moment in Errol Flynn's career and a symbol of a unique phase in British filmmaking history. Should a print ever resurface, it would be a significant rediscovery, adding to the historical tapestry of British cinema and providing a rare glimpse into the early career of a Hollywood icon.